Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our congratulations to our most esteemed listeners because this is the day and the anniversary of the birthday of our second Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam. As you know, this is also the month of Ramadan, which is very blessed and sacred and very opportune month spiritually. This is also a matter of great happiness for us, and we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because of this. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question and examining whether we can find a suitable answer to this or not. And that is this: is there any proof for the imamate of the second imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali, or not? For Shias and followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, especially the 12 Shias, the Isna Ashariya, the delineation of the 12 imams and who they are is something we usually take for granted. Historically, during the lives of the 12 imams, this was something which was always not a matter of consensus. And the thing that testifies to this is the numerous sects that exist within Islam, especially within the Shiite mazhab and faith, which somehow go back to a difference of opinion amongst the Shiites regarding the subsequent imam of their time. For example, we have Zaydis, right, who believed that imamat was passed on to Zayd ibn Ali. We have Ismailis, who believed it was passed on, not to imam, passed on from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq to his son Ismail, right? We have 12 imams, we have, and then we have other people. We have the Waqifiyya, right, who also believed that the imamat wasn't passed to Imam Ridha alayhi salam, right? So this was always, sometimes this was a matter of disagreement and disparagement amongst the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt. Right, so there has to be, we have to have a reference and we have to have a proof for the imamate of each of the imams. Today on The Key, we're going to look at a hadith which can help us answer this pertinent and very important question. Imam Baqir alayhi salam relates the following in a beautiful narration. He says, when death came to the commander of the faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen, in other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following to his son, Imam Hassan ibn Ali, Imam Hassan. He said, come closer to me so that I may tell you a secret which the Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told me, and that I may entrust to you what he entrusted to me. Right? Which is a reference to the imamat. Right, so the Imam Ali alayhi salam called his son close to him. He told him something. What did he tell him? This is a secret between him and his son. And in this way, he passed the imamat on to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This is a proof which has been mentioned for the imamat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the proof for the imamat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.